This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump's running mate introduced himself at the Republican National Convention last night as a fighter for the forgotten working class.
My fellow Americans and my fellow Republicans, my name is J.D. Vance from the great state of Ohio.
The AP's Sagar Magani.
Addressing the Republican National Convention, the Ohio senator said he's from small-town America, the kind of place where people built things and loved their country.
But it was also a place that had been cast aside and forgotten by America's ruling class in Washington.
Noting he was in fourth grade when a career politician named Joe Biden gave away American jobs with the NAFTA trade deal.
Joe Biden has been a politician in Washington for longer than I've been alive. 39 years old.
In a direct appeal to Rust Belt voters who helped Trump win the White House in 2016.
In Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and every corner of our nation, I promise you this, I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's off the campaign trail at the moment, recovering from COVID. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The president's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says in a note that Biden presented with upper respiratory symptoms to include a runny nose, a non-productive cough with general malaise. After testing positive, Biden was prescribed the antiviral drug Paxlovid. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Much of the nation is trying to clean up after severe storms this week from the central U.S. to New England. On Tuesday, a tornado in Rome, New York was so strong it moved an old B-52 bomber. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich appeared in closed court in Russia this morning for the second hearing in his trial on espionage charges that he denies. This is AP News. NASA says that was a meteor that streaked across the New York City skyline. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Daylight fireball over New York City. Those were the eye and ear witness reports Tuesday morning. Then many in the big city, like me, just went on with their day. NASA confirms a meteor streaked across the New York City skyline before disintegrating over New Jersey. William Cook with the space agency says the fireball was first sighted at an altitude of 51 miles above Manhattan. Then the meteor passed over Newark, New Jersey, before disintegrating 31 miles above Mountainside. Cook says the meteorite moved at a speed of about 41,000 miles per hour, and the city actually gets treated to a daylight fireball every year or two. Julie Walker, New York.
In Greece, they closed the Acropolis, the big cultural attraction, for several hours because of the heat. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.